remain forever on that vine. It must be crushed and trampled to make refreshing wine. The olive on the branch is plucked, and in the vise it is pressed to make the oil of gladness. It must become distressed. The seed of nard is gathered and crushed to release its fragrance, to be sensed by men. Its former life must cease. The grain is harvested and ground in mills made for wheat, to make a pure and sifted flour, to bake good bread to eat. The fig must in its season be pruned and cut away, else it will never bear good fruit or see that fruit displayed. The tree now it must be cut down to make a cross of wood, else all the world would die like it. Its death would do us good. For in living we die, and in dying we live, and all that is given is for us to give. Buried we're raised if we only believe. Because of the life of the vine, for in dying we live, and in living we die, upon that cross with the one crucified, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice. Because of the life of the vine, this is life's purpose, the reason God gave. We're born to be used up so others are saved. We can nurture each other because He forgave. Part of the chain of life divine, this mysterious life on the vine. For living we die, and dying we live. All that is given is for us to give. Buried we're raised if we only believe. Because of the life of the vine, for in dying we live, and in living we die, upon that cross with the one crucified, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice. Because of the life of the vine.